Tower room. So here we are in the tower room. Above you, for centuries, the bell ringers have regularly issued their call to gather here for prayer and worship, to celebrate a wedding, or, of course, more recently, to mourn the death of Queen Elizabeth II.
This room is presented as a place of private conversation and prayer, where a listening ear can be offered, or a shoulder to cry on. In it, counselling, coaching and mentoring sessions take place. It reminds us that Jesus demonstrated God's compassion and healing, and we can experience this in prayer, expecting his Holy Spirit to be present. You might come here alone to do that inner work on your mind and spirit, maybe using a journal, retreating from all distractions, to give thanks for those things which help you to flourish and to confront those things which are holding you back. You might want to do this in the assurance that God is with you in these times of battle in our lives.
In traditional Christian communities, this may have been called the cell, not because you are confined, as in a prison, but because you have come, out of choice, to spend time alone with God and to develop a spiritual rhythm for your life. Antony of Egypt says, "The one who sits in solitude and quiet has escaped from three wars: hearing, speaking, and seeing. Yet against one thing shall he continually battle, that is, his own heart." But please be assured, we are here to help and encourage you if you would like. Just ask.